Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say
I was in hospital with my uncle last week. And you tell you what, he's into vintage diving equipment, right? So we spent the whole evening, we were searching vintage diving.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Poor Stanley just couldn't beat the bum.
No context there for that bit, unfortunately. But if you heard last night's show, you would have got it. So there's a lesson there. Listen to last night's show.
Or, you know, those that are on the podcast, Ollie. I mean, they're the ones that are the true fans.
And they're loving it.
They're catching up via the Triple M app. They are absolutely loving it tonight. Last show of the week. Footy's on tomorrow night, so we won't be here. What a shame. You know?
Bloody footy. We would want to be working.
Yeah.
We want to work.
Tonight, we'll jump into the pondering pond for deep thought of the week. Get those deep thoughts out of your head and get the clothes off your body as you soothe into the pondering pond.
You got some real thoughts, or are you going to just read them off the web?
I don't have Reddit thoughts tonight, Ollie. An actual thought from my own brain.
Oh, look forward to that.
It was a driving thought, actually. And, of course, Lawrence Mooney, our mate. You might have heard us all together on Summer Breakfast just before Christmas. He's coming on the show tonight.
So good. Love, Lawrence. To chat at the Comedy Festival.
Moon man.
But I thought, Tom, up next, if you're cool, we could bring back Tom's tech tips, because I got my map here. And I'm trying to back it up.
Wait, seriously, mate, you need to nip Tom's tech tips in the bud.
I brought the Mac in. I'm wondering if you can help me out with the backup. Can you help back it up on the hard drive?
How about we go through Guns N' Roses Paradise City?
Yeah.
I'll help you in the song.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, but maybe not for on air.
Not on air?
Don't think so.
That's okay. Just want to get it fixed.
Ollie, up next, someone has purchased a piece of paper for $220,000.
Whoa.
It's a piece of paper that I'm pretty excited about, and I reckon you will be too when I tell you what was on the piece of paper.
Tom, what a great tease.
Deets of that up next. Stick around. Guns N' Roses, Paradise City, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. If you were confused about rock and roll was, well, there it is. Paradise City, Guns N' Roses, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Lawrence Mooney, not far away, the Moon Man.
The big Moon Man coming in for a chat, all things comedy.
Love the Moon Man so much. Ollie, I teased before, someone has purchased a piece of paper worth $220,000.
What is on this paper?
Well,
is it gold plated?
It's very exciting. I mean, it was a highlight of my day when I had this story come across my desk. And when I say desk, my bed lying on my side.
On Facebook.
With the phone.
Yeah, because you got no desk.
Got no desk. Don't need a desk.
Don't need one.
My desk is in my head.
It's good stuff.
Thanks.
Where's my desk?
You don't have a desk.
Don't need one. It's all up in my brain.
It's essentially what I just said.
Yeah, it's going nowhere. Move on.
All right. Ollie, get this. Handwritten job application for 18-year-old Steve Jobs sells for more than $220,000. Maybe not that. I should have played this one.
Your hero, Steve Jobs.
Oh, good morning. That's Tim Cook.
That's Tim Cook. Skivvy man himself.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
How about this? So it was one of his first job applications, right? He was 18 years old from 1973. Someone in London bought it. I love this. It's apparently he dropped out of the job 6 months later after this one. But if you can actually, the funny thing is about this, someone's purchased it for $220,000.
A lot of money.
We have a picture of it here, so
yeah, could just make our own version.
Could just read the picture.
Nah, but it means something to him. What was the job? Do you reckon, Macca's job? What was he going for?
They actually don't know what job he was applying for. That field was left blank. But in his special abilities, he wrote electronics tech and design engineer. But my favourite, after the question, access to transportation, he writes, possible, but not probable. So he's very
cheeky from Steve.
I like it.
You better have a car to get a job these days.
You do.
Steve probably didn't need one.
He had a driver's license, though. So he did have a driver's license, just didn't have a car.
How's his handwriting? Pretty good.
It's pretty good. Major, English lit.
Driver's license, yes. Electronics tech on. Whatever.
He's got a computer, a calculator.
Is that all it is? Because that's a basic resume. I would love to have one short. Mine's like 3 pages and it's all bullshit.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
It's all made up.
What is on your resume?
Oh, just dumb stuff like taught a class for 6 months.
Did you teach a class for 6 months?
Nah. Like, well, maybe like 4 weeks over 6 months. Resumes for like 20 days?
Resumes are so annoying.
So fake.
But this person in London, it's probably now their like prized collector's item. This whole Steve Jobs.
Well, Tom, surely
this Steve Jobs job application.
We all know that you love Apple. I mean, I've got to ask the question. Surely you read this and a pang in your heart does sear through your chest as you go, that could have been me.
The funny thing is I did bid on this.
Did you got outbidded?
Yeah, I bidded. I bidded 219 grand. Someone pipped me at the post, though, didn't they?
219. Yeah, you just got pipped.
Can you believe?
Was that your limit?
See, I had my reserve.
You said to yourself, look, 219K is how far I'll go.
Just chucked in eBay, 219.
If you had bought it, where would you put it?
Under my pillow at night, you know.
Not TP? Toilet paper?
Oh.
That's what we're going for, me.
133353. This is someone's prized possession, prize collector's item. I'd love to know what's your collector's item. What's your prize collector's item? Maybe you acquired it via an online bidding situation. Maybe it was handed down to you through the family.
Mine's a harmonica from Crazy John.
Oh, not your mum's BP?
Don't bring up my mum's
B plug. B-plug?
That's not prized. I'm handing it over. I'm getting rid of it to a friend.
Right, yeah. Still strange, isn't it?
Definitely.
Pete's not
denying it's not strange, and I don't want it. So that's why I'm saying harmonica.
133353, get involved. What's your prized collector's item? It's as simple as that.
You're just staring at me.
Yeah. Well, you're not into it, so. This is my phoner. What's your prized collector's item? Help me out. 133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's a bit of tears in excess. Moon Man not far away. We're the comedian's second home. Please buy tickets to our comedy festival show if you're going to be in Melbourne. It's called 1,000 Laughs. You just head to comedyfestival.com.au. Search Tom and Ollie. You'll be able to buy tickets through there.
Don't say please. It sounds like you're begging.
Sorry. Well, you know.
You must buy tickets to this show. Yeah. You simply must.
It's going
to
be good.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
20-to-1 format. Sketch comedy. Breaking down barriers. Giving a bit of narrative in there.
Crazy characters.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy characters.
133353. What's your prized collector's item? You know what I've got, Ollie? We know what my prize.
You've got a HomePod, a laptop, Mac, MacBook Pro, iPad, watch,
Apple Watch,
iPhone, Apple TV.
Apple TV.
What am I missing out on here?
AirPods.
Are these all prize possessions for you?
Look, they're prize possessions. They're not my prize collector's item. My prize collector's item is a 22 karat gold Pokemon card of Pikachu. So,
are you serious?
Pretty good.
22 karat gold.
22 karat gold Pikachu Pokemon
but
card.
There's no actual gold Pokemon cards.
It's like a
it's thick, a hologram, you idiot.
No, it's a thick card of Pikachu. A Japanese exchange student gave it to me.
I'm not buying this. You got to bring it in. I don't believe you. No one believes you.
Is it at my parents' house or is it my house?
Everyone thinks you're a liar. Unless you bring it in.
I will bring it in. I think it's either at my house or my parents' house. It's that prize that I don't know where it is.
That's cool. My prize possession is my girlfriend. So
good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Sarah.
You needed to do that.
She'll like that.
Mm. When are you getting married?
I hope she heard. That's that.
Hey, Andrew.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, mate. What's on tonight?
Not too much. I've just finished work and I just went and got a kebab for dinner.
Oh, lamb or chicken?
I got a mix.
Oh, good stuff.
Mixed.
When you can't decide.
Living on the edge, so.
Yeah, nice. Andrew, you and I just realised.
What's that?
It's Wacky Wednesday.
It is.
Can you believe it?
Oh, it's Wacky Wednesday.
Can you believe it? Ollie, we've gone throughout this whole show without knowing it's Wacky Wednesday.
That's why it felt weird. Yeah. Like, we hadn't acknowledged it.
Anyway, Andrew.
Anything can happen.
What is your prize collector's item? And tell us on the phone.
Yeah, no worries. Look, my prize collector's item just keeps getting bigger. Ever since I was about 7, I've been collecting The Legend of Zelda, Nintendo. Oh. So every game, every system it comes out on, I've got a whole wardrobe full, which I'll sometimes go and open up and kneel down and pray.
It's a shrine as well.
It's a shrine, it is. And my dog that I've got, Blue American Staffordshire, is named Zelda, purely based on my childhood memories. Yeah. And
You're getting too old for this, Andrew?
No, I'm not. I mean, not at all. I'm 38 and it keeps me young.
You got a partner?
I have a partner. I have for 15 years.
And what do they think about it?
They're fine. They're too busy on SimCity.
Okay.
And
you're a good pair.
I don't get that. I like to, help save a world.
How much is it all worth, do you reckon, Andrew?
It's all probably worth about, I'd say at least $6,000.
But to you, priceless.
$6,000.
Priceless. I would never, ever sell it.
$6,000.
On Twitter, MJ Hosko said, at Tom and Ollie, mine's a 1990 Simpsons glass that Nutella used to come in.
Yeah, nah, no. I think everyone's got like one of them.
It's like an old Vegemite jar. Yeah, who cares?
Everyone's got one of them. Lenny, what's your prize collector's item?
Mine is the blazer that Bob Dwyer wore when coaching the 1991 Wallabies to World Cup success.
Sick, yeah!
Sounds cool, but I don't know who Bob Dwyer is.
He's the only coach to have won the World Cup to coaching the Wallabies.
Oh, shit, sure, yeah.
Didn't you know that?
Yeah,
I knew that.
You knew that, Tom. You're across it.
I'm across sport.
Bob Dwyer. Yeah. So do you wear it or you just hang it up? Or
No, I've got it framed. It's that's collector's item.
It's a collector's
item. Do you tell everyone in your house
when
they come in?
And also, I'm a lot taller than Bob and nowhere near as big as he was at the time.
Bragging.
You're taller, but not as big.
Just bragging.
He's a tall, skinny man.
Tall, skinny man. Hey, Tim.
What a dream.
How you going, guys?
Good, mate. Welcome to Wacky Wednesday.
Cheers.
Hey, what's your item?
I have a 1966 replica Batmobile signed by Adam West and Burt Ward.
Oh,
those big names.
You don't know Adam West?
Yeah.
And who was the other one?
You don't know.
Burt Ward. He's the guy who played Robin.
Yeah, and Adam West was the guy who played original Batman, Ollie.
Okay. And Bob Dwyer as well? Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, mate. Don't start the night off like this.
I just don't know who they are.
Well, they're the Batman people.
They're actors.
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff.
Batman people.
Well done, Tim. No, if it means something to him, good on him.
Yeah, it's so belittling, though, for the people that's like, oh, well done.
Yeah,
it's so
I
cute.
Know. Well, I'm sorry. No, but good on you, honestly.
More, though. 133353. I want more. More prized collector's items.
Troy on Twitter said, my prized item is my photo of me and Tom. Not so much Ollie, though. Oh.
133353, jump on that phone. Paint it black, Rolling Stones, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Oh, baby, there's been some good music tonight. Guns N' Roses in excess, and now the Rolling Stones. Jeez, we've got the ARIA Award-winning Gang of Youths coming up soon, then Hunters and Collectors, and then Powderfinger.
And all with Married at First Sight in the background. What a great night for media.
We'll also get Moon Man on the show very soon, Lawrence Mooney. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and we're asking about your prize collector's items. Thank you for coming through on social media as well, at Tom and Ollie. Across all of them, D. James on Twitter said, most prized possession, a limited edition red vinyl pressing of Nirvana's Bleach. It also came in blue and yellow vinyl, each colour with limited pressing. So that's a pretty good one, D. I like that.
I've got a stamp collection. Come on.
It's a way to just hand break the show.
Oh, what? You said I was too negative before about other ones, but I'm
just... Yeah, but a stamp collection. Jeez.
Yeah, some of them are going to grow in value.
Ooh, are they?
Okay, well, you're on your own, mate. So.
How lame. So lame.
Whatever. Don't
care. You know, you're like this cool dude who says, I'm a jock, I'm a cool dude.
Yeah, I am. And I'm just bringing myself down to everyone else's level here. The lame-o level of, I've got this cool thing that everyone should hear about.
You've gone
stamps.
You've gone below that level with stamps.
You're the guy who's pumped about the Steve Jobs resume.
Well, I'm fake pumped about it for the radio.
Well, keep it going for this bit then.
Hey, Matt.
How's it going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. Welcome to Wacky Wednesday, bro.
Mate, I always look forward to Wednesdays, right in the middle of the week.
Yep,
it's good
enough. Nearly there. The weekend's so close, but yet so far.
It's not hump day on here. It's Wacky Wednesday.
Good attitude, Matt.
Mate, my prized possession, I collect old black powder rifles, like, you know, those muzzle loaders where you'd have to stick the stick down the end.
Oh, wow.
Put that thing in. Anyway, by accident, you know, you hear those stories of someone, when someone dies and they're cleaning out the house, they find a Picasso in the attic and it's worth $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, that sort of happened to me. I got an old musket given to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at it and it's got 1842 and a few numbers on it. And I'm not really good with iPhones and Google and stuff.
Yeah.
And I gave a picture to a guy and it turns out it's from the Eureka Stockade.
Oh.
It was used there. I mean, it's just one of these classic... It's accidental. It was found in a house in Brunswick in the 40s.
No way.
This old bloke, when he was 16, working back then, got it given to him with his day's pay, and it turns out this regiment were based in Melbourne in 1843, and when they went to the New Zealand Wars in 1853, they left all these muskets behind.
Yeah. See, Tom, this is what I warned you about. I did warn you.
That started off brilliantly.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
A gun using the Eureka Stockade?
Yeah.
Mate, they could add that to the light and sound show at
Sovereign Hill,
which is in Victoria.
They probably have them already.
Hey,
be honest.
Hey, Bradley.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Great. What's your prize position?
I'm at the Sydney Olympics. The athletes are on these gold, silver and bronze podiums to collect their medals, and I've got a set of those at home. Set up.
You've got a podium set up.
Got a podium.
Podium set up. Yeah, gold, silver, and bronze. Each one's about a metre wide. And when I've had a really good day at work, I come home, stand on the gold, and go have a beer. And if it's a really bad day, I go to the bronze.
Oh. At least you're still getting bronze for a bad day. That's a good way to look at it.
I got them on eBay. I think it was for about $2,500. I think it was.
Oh, if you have an average day, do you go on the silver one?
Just sit there and have a beer.
Yeah.
But I always aim for gold. Always aiming for gold.
Yeah. Who isn't?
A good life parable that, you know, always go for gold.
That's a real random one, isn't it? Well done.
Very strange.
Marty, let's finish it off with this one, I reckon. Tom, what do you say?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. What is your prize possession, Marty?
Yeah, boys, I'm a bit of a Kiss fan. And back in the day, the TV Week released a competition where you win a guitar signed by Kiss, a stage worn or...
Pretty muffled there, Marty, but you got a guitar signed by Kiss.
Yeah, and I had to track it down from overseas in the 90s, and a beautiful, rare, holy grail item, and got hold of it, fantastic, great for the collection, but 2 months later it got robbed and it was stolen.
Oh. No way!
Yeah, so it's out there somewhere, but it's a hardcore Gibson Marauder black guitar, beautiful stuff, but... hopefully someone's got it, but it's not even been smashed or dumped or something. But
I'm sure someone nice out there is enjoying it, whoever robbed you.
I don't think they are they? Nice stuff. Well done, Marty. Thank you for your prize possessions, and keep them coming through on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, maybe.
Definitely. Hayden said, my Iron Man and my Captain America toy. More of that.
Moon Man, not far away. You're on Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Trip. Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, we're just discussing Steve Jobs briefly there regarding his CV and the fact that someone bought it for...
$220,000.
His first CV, yeah. And now, this is a way of just thinking forward in the show.
Right.
Nominative determinism.
Nominative determinism.
It's a tough one. It means when you do the job that your name is, or like, your name describes your
like
job.
Like my name could be Tom Broadcaster.
Exactly right. Yeah. I was thinking a nice general way to start that off, a nice easy one, is Steve Jobs. You know, he's doing a job. So Steve Jobs is almost in that vein.
Let's think about that a little bit more, because up next, Lawrence Mooney, the Moon Man's coming in. He's talking about his great show that he's got going, touring around the country. Come on, Moon Man, get in here. Gang of youths, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Tom, it's a real pleasure to be reacquainted with an old friend, an old radio friend from Summer Breakfast. Not old in the rude way, Lawrence Mooney.
I read it completely like a friend that goes back a while.
Yeah, just having memories.
Not of many years.
No.
You guys, you got a show.
Hey, Lawrence Mooney.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom and Ollie.
Yeah, we have a show. Go on.
You've got a show in the Comedy Festival.
As do you.
Yeah, all right. cross promo done.
Well, you're touring around the country as well.
I'm a little bit concerned because you guys have enlisted my services as Malcolm Turnbull tomorrow to shoot a little bit of a sketch, and I don't know what it's about.
Well,
what
our show is multi-format, Lawrence. It's a TV format that also has a live sketch and videos. So you're going to be in the video section.
I'd say I haven't written much of it. And you're going to have a whole lot of recorded stuff just to fall back on. Well, when things get a bit orcs on stage.
It's only a week away.
Write a joke, mate.
Well, at least we're not resting on
do some rehearsal.
Resting on our Prime Minister to create a show for us.
Yeah, that's right. I'm resting on our Prime Minister to create a show for me. So get your own Prime Minister, mate.
Did someone say to you, gee, sick of Lawrence Mooney? You said, that's okay, I'll play the Prime Minister instead.
And then, as some kind of... you know, incentive to do this. You took me out on Friday night.
Yes. Yeah.
We went out for dinner.
We did.
And you hurt me.
Well, we hurt you because someone decided to order some expensive whiskey.
Cognac.
And
then,
it was cognac.
It was cognac. So you ordered 3 cognacs. And then at the end of the night when we were splitting the bill, you said, oh, yeah, we'll split up the cognacs. And we're like, no. You ordered the cognac.
We didn't want cognac.
We cognac. Didn't want it.
It's cognac. Right?
Cognac.
God, no thanks.
Look, I thought, you know, maybe these guys need a little bit of education in the ways of French liquor. And so I got you some cognac and you complained all the way through it. And then when you were finished, you went, yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, because my head was spinning. But Lawrence, back to the
and
comedy.
Your earlobes were burning.
Yeah, back to
anyway,
the comedy.
What Come I on. Want to say is you hurt me because I've got years on you guys. And then I sent you a picture of my face because it was quite puffy. And you mocked me mercilessly.
I kind of want to put that on our socials.
No, I don't.
Okay, your face was puffy, as you described it, one of those Muick sculptures, which is
Ron Muick.
The gross naked bodies where their faces are puffy.
Yeah.
And they're often naked.
They're often naked, and I was.
And your partner, Lou, would have got the full show.
I sent you a puffy naked photo.
It was a great night. And we are now poised for comedy after that night. You've taught us well.
Yeah.
We've got a show coming up.
Yeah.
Ours is sketch. You're going to be in our show, which is great.
It's called 1,000 Laughs to Have Before You Die. So you head to comedyfestival.com.au. You can either search Tom and Ollie or 1,000 Laughs.
So you've bigged yourselves up. You've put a big claim out there, 1,000 Laughs to Have Before You Die.
Easy.
Yeah. Never create a title that a vicious critic can then use as the bludgeoning instrument to end your career.
Because they're heading
1,000 Laughs.
There was not 1,000 Laughs.
These guys owe me 998 laughs.
Well, you're on the poster saying Lawrence Mooney recommends these guys 4.5 stars, I think you gave us.
Right, okay.
So it's on you as well.
Yeah, in the Lawrence Mooney Gazette, the bugle that I just print in opposition to Rupert Murdoch and the Fairfax family, yeah.
By the way, why not 5 stars? Gave us 4.5.
Because 5 stars is... you know, no one's going to believe that. There's no credibility.
Yeah.
But if it's 4.5, it's like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
How's your show been going? You've been touring around the country. You've been working hard. How's it all going?
The Adelaide Fringe Festival, which was really great. And so I did 14 nights there and then a couple of nights at the Brisbane Comedy Festival. And it's going very well.
Mm.
So just before Melbourne starts, I then work intensively with a director to get some, you know,
nuances
and to polish some little fine little bits and work on some stuff.
Is that because you care more about your hometown crowd than the other crowds?
No, it's because I won't have a script to give him before those festivals because I don't write the show.
Oh.
I extrapolate it on stage and then once he's seen the show,
you bullshit your way through it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, as I do life and this show and the segments.
And as does Malcolm Turnbull, so it all works.
Well, absolutely. And I think that that's not a bad approach to life. You've got to keep yourself, you know, switched on, ready, because you're totally unprepared. You don't know where it's coming from. It's a jungle out there, mother. Okay, you know, it's coming at you. It's coming at you from
the sides. The advice continues.
Yeah.
That's so good. What a treat, Lawrence.
Do you guys just feed alcohol into me just to hear my bullshit advice? Is that why you take me out?
Yeah, but it's
to do that and also see your face when we go, do you like Ricky Gervais? And you go, oh, I don't really. And we go, is that because you get compared to Ricky Gervais and you don't like that? Or what's the deal?
I'm a better comedian than Ricky Gervais. A better guy.
He's one of the greatest.
And followers and likes. And money would also say otherwise, Lawrence.
Also, because when you have a few drinks, you reveal your deep vulnerabilities as well, which is more fun than your advice.
Right. Wow, so you get me drunk and then I tell you what's playing on my mind.
Yes.
And then you put it on social. Is that what you do?
We'll do an Instagram story.
All right, well, make sure you go out and see Lawrence's show at the Comedy Festival if you're in Melbourne.
Puffy-faced, vulnerable man.
Puffy Mooney. Yeah. Puff-faced Mooney, check his show out.
It is. An evening with Malcolm Turnbull. Yeah, it's on at the Athenaeum.
Yeah.
You can get tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
Great.
And 998 laughs plus 2 laughs equals 1,000 laughs. Yeah.
All right.
That's our show.
Chuff off, mate. You better get ready for breakfast.
Get ready for breakfast. Come on. Off you go, little chavvy. Thanks, guys.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hunters and collectors, do you see what I see? Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the pondering pond not far away with deep thought of the week. We'll get naked and jump in there.
But before we get there, Tom, I reckon for a bit of Wacky Wednesday fun, a bit of nominative determinism.
Oh, what?
That's right. Nominative.
That's your name is your job. And
that's
you
it.
Go.
Determinism. I mean, it's a funny theory I came across recently. I forget where I read it, but it says that, like, determinism sort of talks about where you end up with your job, right? And nominative refers to your name. So it's a simple link about your name being your job.
You could also say it's the hypothesis that people tend to gravitate towards areas of work that fit their names, also referred to as an aptronym.
That's right. If you all you can do is read, like Tom, that's what you do. You read an definition.
Thank you, Google.
I tend to put it through my own brain and then give my own interpretation.
No, whatever.
But that's okay, Tom.
My name isn't Tom Reed. It's Tom Does Radio Well. That's my nominative determination.
Tom tries to broadcast. Middle name tries to.
Your name should be Ollie should marry his girlfriend.
No, my name is that your new thing? Hammering me for not marrying my girlfriend?
It's fun because it actually plays on your mind.
It doesn't. It doesn't play on my mind at all.
It should be because, you know, you love your girlfriend very much and she's waiting.
Well, there's no time limit.
There is a time limit.
There's no clock.
That biological clock just keeps ticking.
Okay.
Not in the gay world. I can wait for as long as I want.
Oh, yeah. Have a kid at 80. Good idea.
Why not?
I should be called Ollie Deck Spinner because I spin the decks as a DJ. But I've got some better ones here.
More like Spinner.
Well, speaking of that, there's a guy. This is one of the examples. Belle, our producer, has given us a great little list here.
Belle, this is a really good list.
I mean, to start off with, Lieutenant Les McBurney works for the fire department.
Oh, McBurney. Well done. I feel like we need some Ipanema, girlfriend Ipanema.
Yeah. But here's another one. An Ottawa man was charged with indecent exposure.
Oh, don't tell me, Ollie.
His name was Donald Popperdick.
Oh!
Christian Guy works for the Centre for Social Justice.
Oh!
It'd be better if he was in a church job, actually. I've just thought about that one.
Yeah.
Then.
The meat manager, Brad Slaughter.
Brad Slaughter?
These just can't be real.
I reckon they are.
Producer Bell, they're not real.
I wonder.
What did you search in Google? People who have names for jobs? There's a thing called Photoshop Bell. Have you heard of it?
Like, I reckon Matthew Correspondent, who's the Europe correspondent, I reckon that's an error. He's not Matthew Correspondent.
Yeah, that's just an error for sure.
Look at her putting her arms up.
Producer Bell, get on your mic. Did you actually verify any of these? Did you verify any of the people on this list?
Well, no. How am I supposed to do that?
Well, no.
What do you mean, how am
it's
I supposed
not my
to do
job
that?
To verify.
Google came up with them. So I copied and pasted them.
There's a strong chance. There's a guy with a race car here on his website, and it's called Scott Speed. He's probably changed his name, or it's just a website.
Yeah.
But you never know, Belle.
You a whole range to choose from.
You never know because you didn't verify it.
Verify them, though. So it's like going, yeah, there's all these people, but I don't know if they're real.
Got an example.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Your microphone.
You cut out the wrong time there, Bill. Last one here. Mount Pleasant Medical Practice is just a genuine place. But the doctor is called Farris. Not a gag. Last name, Achu.
Oh.
But that's not his job, though, is it? I mean, Achu isn't his job. Achu is a sneeze.
Yeah, good
so
point.
So it's a bit of a stretch. But I do like the theory.
Yeah, it's fun. So 133353.
An obvious one, you know, Robert Plummer, and you're a plumber. I mean, that's just basic.
Is your name your job? Do you have nominative determinism?
Or do you know someone who's got this thing going on?
Give us a call. Jump on the blower. Get involved on this wacky Wednesday on Triple M.
Good stuff, Tommy Button Pusher.
Thanks.
Tommy, press that one button.
Ollie Dickhead.
It's not a job.
Well.
It's a pastime. It's a hobby.
For you,
it's a job.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at it.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie, 133353. Give us a call. It's Powderfinger. Passenger. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Oof. It's good. It's a wacky Wednesday night, you know. And jump onto that Facebook, that Instagram, that Twitter. If you want to get in touch.
Get
on the socials.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get in touch with us. But tonight, we're asking on 133353. It is Ollie. Go for it right now.
Oh, I can't help but think that's a bit of a turn off for some people listening.
100%. Don't change that dial, guys.
Nominative determinism.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Sorry. Nominative determinism, Tom. Is what we're talking about. Is your name your job? For example, I mean, you really should have been called Tom Apple. Really, back in the day when you worked there? Ollie Grilled.
That's a good name.
Ollie Grilled.
I like that name.
Grilled isn't too bad.
Your name really should be, though, Ollie doesn't wash with soap.
It's not a job. It's a habit.
You get me every time.
Do you reckon that Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin's son, our daughter Apple, would ever work at Apple?
That'd be nominative determinism.
It would be.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, mate. How are you, boys?
Is your name your job?
No, I'm actually ringing up to stand up for your producer, Belle, here.
Oh,
she got Scott Speed correct.
Yeah.
Because that is his real name. He's a former Formula One race driver.
Cool.
Okay, well, I didn't want to be fact-checked. Can you fact-check this one? Matthew Correspondent? Is he a real correspondent?
wouldn't know, mate.
No.
Formula One fan.
That's the whole thing.
This,
yeah, okay.
Is this lawyer correct to sue you?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate
McCracken Chiropractic Clinic, Rob.
He doesn't know.
More than likely, boys.
Yeah, so you only know one of the, you know, just
Bell, you're going to keep putting through listeners who support your beliefs. Is that what this is now? This is the Bell Jackson.
Is that what's going on?
Belief show that's through phones.
Ooh, Producer Bell needs to try and get on air. Is it that kind of thing? Producer Bell wants to be talent.
Angled her way onto the show again. Come on, what do you want to say now?
We get it. We get it, mate.
What's your opinion?
Oh, wait.
It's Bell show.
Am I on?
Yep.
I wrote quick for Robert's call.
Yeah, well,
so
he wasn't quick.
Don't want to spend too much time on it. Let's move on.
No, he was doing nom-determinism because his name's Rob and he robbed us of our show time.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Brilliant. Next time, just don't put him on at all if he supports your theories. Hey, hey, Richard.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, mate.
Richard, you're not a mean person or a bit of an idiot, are you, as a job?
Both of those.
Okay. So, Richard.
No, but it's not me. It's a former colleague of mine, actually.
Okay, we were... so you're not a bit of a dick.
Occasionally, everyone's a bit of a dick from now on.
Yeah, right? True that.
Tom Dick.
Okay.
Yeah. So this guy, we were doing a job for the Reserve Bank. We were designing new strong rooms to hold Australia's currency. And our electrical engineer was Rob Banks.
Brilliant.
Banks.
It was perfect.
Yeah, good stuff. Rob Banks.
Hey, Mick.
Rob Banks.
Yep.
How are you,
Mick? How are
you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, really good.
What are you
mate.
Doing tonight, Mick?
Oh, I just got home, actually.
Oh, great. Knock off time.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Is it good to get home?
Yeah. No, it's good.
No, don't probe too deep. Never probe too deep. Okay, Mick, what's your name or what's your nom determinism example?
Oh, I used to work with someone, not me. I used to work in a police force, and I used to work with a constable, but I'll change his first name, is Robert.
Yep.
Robert Constable. So when I arrived, he was senior constable.
No.
Then promoted to detective, senior constable.
No.
And last I heard, he's detective sergeant constable.
No
that
way.
Is great.
No, it's fair dinkum.
Is constable a bit of a low rank, so he's annoyed that it's hanging with him when he's a detective?
I've been out a long time, so I don't know if he's still around or not, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I like that. Sam, you're 9 years old. You're a young tacker.
Yeah.
How is your evening going, Sam?
Yeah, just sitting in my room, lying on my bed.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, for you, Sam, you'd have to have a name like Sam Student for this to work for you, wouldn't you?
Well, it's not about me. It's about a teacher at my school. She works in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
So, and her name is Miss Garlic.
Miss Garlic?
Yeah.
You don't give her a hard time, do you, Sam?
No, she's not my teacher. My teacher's Miss Dennis, but...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. And her job's not Dennis?
Well, she works in the garden as well.
Right, okay.
Oh, okay. It'd be good if she was a dentist, because you could almost say that that's her job. Yeah. Miss Dentis.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Does she smell like garlic, the teacher?
Well, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Yeah, probably good to not know that, actually.
Mm. Hey, Sam, just a quick one. What time's bedtime for you?
About... school night's about 8:30, 8:45.
Yeah.
Late one.
Maybe.
That's a late bedtime.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, have a good night, Sam.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, see ya.
Cheers, bro.
See you, mate.
See you, bud.
Cute. Producer Bell, do we have more of these?
What did she say?
It's a big shake of the head.
Big no. And Ollie on Triple M. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
The biggest second hour of the show.
Oh, that big second hour, Tom. So much still to come.
Oh, have you abused a loophole? Someone in the office has, as well as Belle's insane theory about cars and their value.
I'm worried about this because Belle has a theory about cars going up in value and I shite-canned her pretty heavily.
Oh, yeah.
This is about a month ago, but I'm now worrying that she could be right. So we're going to put it to the test. Yeah, she actually could be onto something here.
Hey, one more name. That's your job, the nominative determinism. Hey, Sean.
How are you guys?
Sean, are you a bloody hairdresser, mate?
No.
Okay.
No, mate. No.
Okay. Well, tell us, what are you?
Man, I used to go to school with a bloke. His name was Christopher Sparky.
Oh, yeah.
And he turned out into becoming a
electrician. Yeah, he was a Sparky. Yeah. That's all he was. Yeah.
It was a Sparky, yeah, Bell? He was a Sparky, yeah? Bell's annoyed that we cut him off. He was a Sparky. We get the gag. Yeah.
We're not going, oh, what's it going to be?
Come on, mate.
His name was Sparky. His job was a Sparky.
His job was a Sparky. Glad we went to Sean. Would have been better if he was a hairdresser.
Always trust the talent.
Up next, jump in the pondering pond for deep thought of the week. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's you two with or without you. You're on Triple M. Tom and Ollie are our names. Full-time radio hosts, part-time comedians in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Wow.
If you're in Melbourne during the festival time, we'd love for you to come see our show. Jump onto comedyfestival.com.au. Just search Tom and Ollie and grab some tickets.
It ain't no stand-up show either, by the way. It's sketch comedy.
Yep.
So, you know, live action scenes playing out in front of your eyes.
Yeah, and we'll come and have a beer with you afterwards. It'll be really fun. It'll be good to see you. Here's what happens on a wacky Wednesday, Ollie, on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. I know it's Wacky Wednesday, but Ollie, we need to jump into that pondering pond. Get your clothes off. Come on.
Deep thought of the week.
Deep breath in your nose. A bit blocked.
Why?
Don't know. Got a cold. This is your favourite segment, Tom, because you get to speak half the amount of words.
Deep thought of the week.
Half the amount of words, therefore less work. And you get to be naked.
I call it a win-win. If you've got a deep thought that's floating around in your mind, grab hold of it. Chuck the numbers 133353 into your phone and give us a call. Join us in the pondering pond. Call now. Call now.
The water is slightly cold. That's what I'm blaming my situation over here on.
Let me warm it up for you.
Oh, no. I'll deal.
How about this?
Remember that time that we had a spa in the snow? And it was a bit too cold? And I kept going back to the kitchen, back into the spa with a hot kettle, trying to heat it up.
And me and our mate were like, yeah, it's working, Ollie. It's doing a lot.
And it was so cold going back and out, in and out.
It wasn't doing
anything.
I just
kept doing it and it didn't help at all. So there's a tip for you. Don't try and use a kettle to heat a spa up. Deep thought of the week.
Do you think? This is an original deep thought.
Oh, wow.
The idea behind anti-smoking ads and companies, so like your Nicorettes, your Nicobates, all that kind of stuff.
Quit.
I'm
saying you should quit.
They only are around because of smoking. So surely it would be such a clever thing for a smoking company
to
own a quit smoking company.
Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
I thought you were going to say maybe quit smoking companies are also secretly funding nicotine and cigarette companies.
Well, I never said that. I have no idea if that's true.
Allegedly.
Well, we haven't alleged.
You've alleged that they're self-funding each other.
But Ollie, isn't that pretty insane?
That's called a vicious cycle.
Vicious cycle.
Here's one for you before we get to Stan.
And give us yours on 133353. Join us naked in the pondering pond.
I like yours. Mine isn't, like, mine might not be entirely original, but it's a good thought starter. Do you live to work or work to live?
Deep thought of the week.
Which one is it for you?
Hey, Stan.
I work to live.
Hello.
Hello, Stan.
Hi, how you going? I love your show. Yeah, I'm live and naked too.
Good, Stan.
Live and naked, good.
Yeah.
How's the temp for you? I was a bit cold for me.
No. I'm into the red wine. I'm just about there now. Yeah, brilliant. It's nice and warm.
What do you got, a Jura for Shiraz or Cab Sauv?
Yeah, no, I've got a soft red, mate.
Oh, soft red, nice.
Beautiful soft red, yeah.
I love a soft red.
Tom's a soft red. Stan, what's your deep thought?
I was just thinking the other day, I was buying some toothpaste at the shop.
Oh, cute.
And I'm thinking, why don't they call it toothpaste? Like, who's got one tooth?
Yeah, we've had that one.
Deep thought of the week.
Bye-bye, Stan. Had that one. Thank you for your call.
Is it a worry that, you know, in a week's time or in a week period, that's Stan's deepest thought? That's as far as his brain's got.
Give us a call, 133353. Join us in the Pondering Pond for...
Deep Thought of the Week.
Come on, you've got a deep thought. I know you do. Jump on the phone. Those numbers again, 133353. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Ashes to ashes, faith no more. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll get into abusing loopholes very soon.
Tom, this is not exactly a deep thought, but I'm going to say it anyway, just because we are not flushed with deep thoughts right now.
Well, hand you.
On 133353.
Am I playing the opening or this is beforehand?
No.
Okay,
cool. Could be a deep thought.
Yeah.
Today, did a pretty good deed. Bought a keep cup. So, you know.
Why are you doing this now? Couldn't you do this in like an hour break or something?
No, I just wanted to buff it out now because, you know, we were waiting for some calls.
Well, no. Come on, mate.
Oh, sorry,
guys.
Thought of the week.
We'll do that later, mate. Come on.
Okay, well, you're in charge then.
Yeah. This is my bit.
Okay, well, take it away. What you got for us?
Deep Thought of the Week.
Hey, give us a call on 133353 if you've got a deep thought. Otherwise, we will have to close the Pondering Pond early tonight. And nobody wants
I don't want that either. I want to buy some time to get people calling up on 133353 with deep thoughts.
Okay, well, let's get Glenn on the phone first then. Hey, Glenn.
How you doing, guys?
Really good, Glenn. Yeah, really good, Glenn. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. Got a good one for you.
Ooh. Always say it's good before you do it. It's good advice.
I'll try that anyway.
Yeah, talk it up. Yeah, always talk it up.
Right. What came first, the colour orange or the fruit?
Don't know.
Deep Thought of the Week.
What do you reckon, Glenn?
I have no idea personally. I'd like to think it was the fruit.
Hey, Mick.
Oh, God. Hey, Mick. Development show.
Hey, Mick. Are you there?
I think he's got the radio on in the background.
Hey, Mick.
So, Tom, I bought a keep cup. What do you reckon? Pretty good for the environment. Am I a good guy or what?
Hey, you're the best guy. You're helping the Pondering Pond stay open.
Here's the thing.
By getting keep cups.
I mean, I've bought a takeaway coffee cup for the last year and a half most days.
Are you joking? And this is the first keep cup you've owned?
Yeah. Good guy or what? No, not good guy. I mean, it's too late. But of course, I'm going to have more coffees in my life. I'm 27.
Coffee cups are like hell on earth.
Do you have a keep cup?
Yeah.
Do you bring it to cafes?
It's a Frank Green keep cup.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Is that some superiority or?
Well, if you know Frank Green coffee cups.
Never heard of him.
Well, you'd be loving them. Hey, Chris.
How you going, guys?
So good. This segment's killing. Chris, what's your deep thought?
Just wondering why the name Dean, that's spelt the same as Sean, is not pronounced Dawn.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Chris, you can stick around, mate.
So, Chris, you prefer the spelling of Sean, S-H-A-U-N.
I don't prefer it either way. I'm just pondering.
Okay, sit on the fence.
It'd be better if you could just say yeah.
Really, in radio, you should always have opinion.
Just commit. And that's why, you know, I asked Belle what's her opinion before. She didn't have one.
Ugh. You know, that's why you can never go on air, Producer Belle. You always need an opinion. Hey, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
That's good. What's on tonight?
Nothing much. Couple of hamburgers, few chips.
Oh, couple of hamburgers? How many?
Huh? Oh, just two. I'm a big girl.
Yeah, okay.
Get amongst it. And jump in front of Married at First Sight. Chuck the feet up on the couch.
That's the one.
Oh, how good is it?
What's your deep thought, Pam?
I would like to know why people are either overwhelmed or underwhelmed, but nobody's ever just whelmed.
And if you take away the W, you're at the helm. Crazy.
Deep Thought of the Week.
I prefer Pam's spin on that rather than helmed. It's not bad.
Simon, what's your deep thought?
Deep Thought of the Week is, do animals from different countries, can they still communicate with each other?
Definitely.
So an animal from Australia can communicate with an animal from India? Wow. Like a cat. An Australian cat can speak to an Indian cat.
Yeah.
What do you think, Simon?
I'd like to think so. But then again, can a cat speak to a dog?
Simon, do you
Deep thought of the week.
Simon, do you reckon that a lion could speak to an ant?
No.
Why not?
Insect versus animal.
It's all good stuff there. Mm. Simon, you're a deep thinker.
Yeah, you've got to think deep.
Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
Wow. Do we need a song or an ad break after that, do you reckon?
Oh.
Let's go to a song.
Oh, no. This is the funeral of that segment? This is the funeral.
Hang on. I reckon we need to go to an ad break. We'll come to Imagine John Lennon after this. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
Own or rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, you know who makes this show, Ollie?
Belle Jackson.
Our producer.
Yeah.
Producer Belle, jump in your mic, mate.
Oh. Hey, by the way, a bit of hate coming in, Tom, on Deep
Can you believe
of the week.
That? She's not even listening. So. Nah, well, I tried to do a nice part of the show to her. I tried to say, Producer Belle, you make this show, but then Producer Belle doesn't even listen to it, so that's fine. No, I'm not going to say not a nice thing about it. You. You weren't listening, mate, because I asked you to get on your mic, and now you're not listening.
Old mate on Twitter, what the P-H-A-R-K, says that, what is this bull dust you've got on here? You get more entertaining gibberish from the stone... who are sleeping around at the station than listening to this. As in, he means train station. So
that's some nice
rather
feedback.
Hear train station folk than this. That's okay. Deep Thought of the Week. It's its own unique style of radio.
Well, I don't care for the haters. You know, they go out of my head.
Taylor Swift over here.
Oh!
Oh, where's
I forgot about it. I'll put it next. Don't worry. Imagine John Lennon will be coming up very soon. This is Polish Club, truly, madly, deeply. A team member's been abusing a loophole. We'll find out up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. A double play. Imagine John Lennon before that, truly, madly, deeply. Polish Club, the boys from Sydney. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And Naughty After Nine isn't far away. Only 22 minutes, of course. Not a show on tomorrow. So it'll be the last Naughty After Nine for the week as the footy's on tomorrow night.
Now, Tom, we might be a development show. That may be true. And screw the haters. Mm. But what I will say is that we are a show that knows justice. And that means I know injustice when I see it going down.
Yep.
And I've seen it happening with a colleague of ours.
Oh, no.
And you know what? I just jolly well won't stand for it. Because what's happening?
Jolly well.
What's happening here is an abuse of power. Welcome to the studio, Naughty D, we'll call you.
Naughty D.
What happened to Dirty D?
Okay.
Well, you've been naughty, haven't you? This is not a dirty, sexy, fun chat. This is you being bad.
This is spin doctoring.
No, well, I haven't even started the story yet, mate.
You don't even know what we're talking about yet.
It's barely a story. What it is, it's just an abuse of power and a loophole, in fact, an abuse of a loophole. What I understand to believe is that you have in your possession a disabled parking permit.
I am.
Now, I'm looking at you now. You are definitely not disabled. You are able-bodied.
Questionable.
And yet, potentially, but with that pass, you are parking in the allocated disabled parking to get easy access to buildings and nice car parks when you do not deserve it, my friend. No, it's correct.
Incorrect.
Yeah,
no.
Well,
sorry.
It's not
sorry. Answer my questions then. Do you have a pass?
Yes, affirmative.
Who did it come from?
My nonna. She lives with us.
My nonna. So don't try and make it a cultural thing.
No. Come on, mate.
It's your grandma, okay? It's your grandma. She's old.
Yeah.
She is disabled.
She is.
And so you have her pass.
Yes.
And you use it for your own lazy legs.
Yes, all of that is correct.
Well, then there you go. What else do we need to know? What else do we need to know?
What is incorrect is that I do not, let the records state that I do not park in disabled spots.
Not what I've heard.
No, I don't.
So where are you parking?
And it gives you double the amount. Yes.
Hang on. You're parking in normal spots with the disabled sign on it, and it's giving you double the allocated time.
Spot, if you park in a two-hour spot, it gives you double that, so you get 4 hours. I get away with
murder, yes. Not with murder.
Because I park there for 9 hours a day. But
in a four-and-a-half-hour park.
No. No. In a 1 hour park. I parked there for 9 hours.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because no one's going to punish a disabled person. Is that why?
Well, no. And I have. Well, this is how I justify.
How do you live with yourself? You disgusting human being.
I have occasionally received a fine. Yeah. In which case, I will always pay. I'll never rebut. Or. You know,
no, because you're getting a huge freaking win most of the time.
Exactly. I figure if I'm getting 3 fines a year, well, it's all, you know.
You know what that is? That's called guilt.
I don't get paid very well, so.
Oh, whatever. You're like a radio station.
It's all relative.
You guys get commission.
I don't.
You're getting cash right now probably for
absolutely
talking.
Absolutely do not.
Well, we're not paying you. So you don't feel bad?
No, because I don't. The only person that I'm dodging here is the council. And okay. How many fines have I paid in my lifetime?
Okay. Have you ever parked in a disabled park? Ever? Oh, great. Great question, Ollie. We need the drone for this. This is brilliant.
Look at her. She's screaming.
Have you ever parked in a disabled park with the disabled pass?
For no longer than half an hour.
Oh my God.
Shame.
Nah, that's disgusting. Ridiculous. You are disgusting.
I would never
you're
park
a low,
in
you're a low
out the front
person.
Of work for nine
get,
hours.
Okay, get out of this. Yeah, you're done.
Spitting.
You're out. 133353, have you ever abused a loophole?
Have you abused a loophole? Maybe you have found some hacker way to get onto a website. You bought a bunch of stuff that you shouldn't have had access to.
Maybe it is a parking thing where you found out that if you press a button 3 times, then that will spit out a ticket and you can park there forever.
A pool table that gives away free games of pool.
133353, have you abused a loophole?
I feel dirty.
Ugh.
Just having been around Dirty D.
If Southern Cross Austereo had any brains about it, it would fire that young lady.
Yeah.
God.
Where's Grant?
Ridiculous.
The CEO.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Probably heard this.
133353. Have you abused a loophole? Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Ice House. Greats on the land. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Have you come out the other side of a drug addiction in Naughty After Nine? Not far away. We've also there's also this great program we're talking about called the TradieTrainer.com.au. It's a free program by the Yale Cullen Drug Foundation. We'll get Natasha on to talk about that. Natasha, now this is awkward, just before we get to the abused loopholes. Natasha, who we've got coming up on the show to talk about the other side of drug addiction.
Yes.
She works for the Alcohol and Drug Foundation. Look at her last name there, Ollie, on the sheet that Belle has given you.
What is it?
You screwed it up.
I screwed it up.
It's Natasha.
This one.
It's Natasha.
Jaeger.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like it's alcohol.
It's like Jaegermeister, isn't it?
She's got the moves like Jaeger, hopefully. but right now, abused loopholes, Tom. We just heard from our workmate, Dirty D, Oof. Dirty Deirdre,
Oof.
Who's been using disabled parking permits to get better parks.
It's actually gross.
She claims it's, in her mind, it's justified. And look, no. I can see why she thinks that. No. But her brain has been...
brainwashed.
Yeah, just poisoned by toxic selfishness. So, you know, she's wrong.
Mm. Hope she's hearing that. Hey, Mark.
She's not.
Hey, Jan.
Good, Mark. How are you this evening?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad at all.
Now, what are you doing here? Abusing loopholes?
Yeah, I used to do the cinema hunt where I'd buy a ticket to one movie and then spend the whole day there going from cinema to cinema.
Yep.
Yeah, good.
Beautiful. Nice. I condone that.
Yeah. Used to work, it was a good day.
Used to work at a cinema, and look, once you're in there, it's pretty lax, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. See 3 or 4 movies for the price of one.
But if you can stomach 4 movies, then good on you. I don't want to watch even two. Even two is a stretch.
No, I don't mind the old movie.
Yeah, you don't mind doing nothing all day?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, lazy.
Do you ever miss the start of the movies, or do you find a cinema that's kind of empty and just
no,
about
I
to start?
Actually, I used to work out the times and what cinema number.
You plan it out.
Planned the day out.
That's a big loophole.
Surely at some point, one of the employees is going, you've been here all day.
No, I never ever got caught. And one time I was actually in the cinema on my own.
Oh, right. How was that?
It was...
Oh, don't do that, Mark. Don't do that in the cinema.
Just because you're on your own,
Come on.
Doesn't mean you can be doing whatever you want, okay?
You can't be doing that, Mark.
I had the cinema to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Scarlett Johansson's on there, and I understand that she's, you know, she's very good at what she does.
Never go down that route.
Oh, God. It's not a route, is it?
Have you abused a loophole? Give us a call. 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. All the small things, Blink-182, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Can't wait to get into the third hour of the show very soon. We're asking 133353, have you abused a loophole?
Have you just taken advantage of something where, you know, potentially morally, ethically, you shouldn't, but you didn't care. let's hear from JB on 133353.
Straight to it.
Call now if you want to. JB, what was your loophole you abused?
Okay, boys. Yeah, not me. A bloke I worked with.
Oh, yeah.
But he absolutely killed it. He was a mad keen surfer, and we worked in a fairly large corporate organisation. Mm. He lived down the south coast, but just through contacts at work, he managed to get council parking passes every beach, Palm Beach, all the way down to Wollongong, just from people at work. And the windscreen of his car was just covered in them.
Surfs up for him.
Mate, yeah, he's a legend. He's an absolute legend.
Every bloody day. Good stuff.
All right, boys, take it easy.
Yeah, good on you, JB.
Good on you, JB. See you, mate.
Tom, I think I want to give Belle here a chance to either come clean about her loophole she was abusing in her job for several years. She's not listening, so I'll go ahead and say it. I believe that Belle Jackson...
our producer, Belle.
Full name. Was not paying for subscriptions for some websites online. Is that correct, Belle? Perhaps using an incognito private browsing page, were you? Is that right? To skim funds off small businesses like the Herald Sun.
Can confirm.
Can confirm. Good input.
You won't get on air like that, buddy.
Have an opinion.
Hey, up next, we're going to talk to Natasha Jaeger. We're trying to find that out. She works at the Alcohol and Drug Foundation. There's a great program. It's called Tradie Trainer. But we're talking about coming out the other side of a drug addiction, not far away.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.